4548, Donna Lord and Polly Mimic. Minic, northeast of Road 274, east of Bay Drive, being Lot 62, within Bay, Rehoboth Bay Mobile Home Park, a variance from separation requirements between units in a mobile home park, and a variance from the side yard setback requirement. Just, you just state your name again.
I'm going to represent the two young ladies. Donna's mother passed away on Saturday, and they're at a viewing this evening. And since someone had to be here, and they're our neighbors, I said I would come for them. My understanding is they have a shed. Is that right? Or is it the...
That's the last.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, you want me to help this out?
Yes, if you would.
Because there are a couple of things.
Okay.
Okay.
What it is, they put an addition on the existing deck.
Okay.
When I did my inspection, it doesn't meet the setbacks. They had some steps that were there, old steps, and they replaced those steps. Upon doing the inspection, none of it met the side yard setback and the 20 feet between units. They bought the property, and the only thing they did was just the way it was, except they just did an addition on existing steps. So the previous owner never had anything closed out on their property. So they bought a problem, and nothing meets the setbacks. So that's, so when I did all the measurements for this variance, I listed five variants. They have an old shed that they want to replace.
Mm-hmm.
But to put it back in the same spot, it will need a variance.
Okay.
And all they did was an addition on a deck.
Right.
So what you're saying basically is that the previous owner was in violation of his setback?
Caused all the violations.
All the, he never closed anything out, nothing at all?
Never closed a permit out.
Okay.
And they did apply for a permit, they had a contractor, and when he applied for the permit, nothing showed up that previous permit was still outstanding.
How long have they owned this property?
I believe they moved in 1998. I believe it was 98.
So how did this come about now? Looking to sell it?
No.
No.
They did the addition on the existing deck.
I got you.
And if they didn't do that...
You never knew.
They're doing the right thing.
Right, right, and they had, I spoke to them this morning, and they said they, you know, when they bought the house, they believed everything was fine, and there was no reason to think anything was not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Miller? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I see where it's obvious it wasn't created by the applicant, but the previous owner. What's the process for closing out a permit? We wait for the homeowner, or a year, or...
Contractor and the homeowner supposed to send in some paperwork.
If that doesn't happen?
We should be cleaning up the old permits.
I agree.
But I can't explain what happened in 1983, that's when the home was placed.
In 1983, and they bought it in 98, so it's been that for...
I can't answer.
23 years.
No, we haven't heard testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it would be a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion, we approve case number 9548.
Have a second to that motion? Have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 9548. All those in favor of the motion, give your usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Case number 95...